This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we'll talk with Professor Marjorie Cohn about the Military Commissions Act of 2006. As we get closer to this year's primary, Mark Crispin Miller revisits voting election fraud. All that and more on Law and Disorder.
Welcome to Law and Disorder. This is Michael Ratner, President of the Center for Constitutional Rights.
I'm Michael Smith, New York City attorney and author.
I'm Heidi Boghossian, Executive Director of the National Lawyers Guild.
I'm Dahlia Hashad, Director of the USA Program at Amnesty International.
Here on Law and Disorder, we four lawyers and activists will strive to be your eyes and ears, your early warning system, your educators, counselors, and advocates. Here, we'll talk about the laws, practices, and procedures that we believe are strangling democracy. We'll be in the courts, in the books, on the streets, and here on the radio with you. We hope that we'll be lawyers you will like.
The great civil liberties attorney Bill Kunstler saw it coming. The police state is emerging, he warned. It's coming piece by piece, before and especially after September 11th.
Recently, our own Michael Smith hosted a forum entitled, If It's Not Fascism, What Is It? Among the speakers was Mark Crispin Miller, a professor at New York University. For this talk, Mark focused on electronic voting machine election fraud, the subject of his recent book, Fooled Again.
This is not Nazi Germany, okay? I think that we're in, not in the middle, but toward the culmination of a process of what Bertellus called fascistization, and it takes a while to do this. But I think we have to understand that it's really quite different from the Nazi system and from the fascist system in Italy too. Let me tell you a story about the recent passage of this grotesque torture bill in Congress. You may have noticed that very few Democrats really said anything in opposition to this. It was striking how quiet they were. With the exception, I guess, of Patrick Leahy, nobody really said anything. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about this last week. And it said that the Democrats were quiet because they feared what they called a Max Cleland moment, which meant that what they had in mind was the 2002 election, the off-year election in Georgia, where Max Cleland was surprisingly defeated in his bid for re-election by an unknown chicken hawk from the right named Saxby Chambliss, who's now the senator from Georgia. Now, what strikes me as extraordinary about this is that about 2 weeks ago, little less, Bobby Kennedy Jr. came out with his second piece in Rolling Stone about the election. You may have seen the first piece, June 15th. This was really the first time a mainstream media organ with a big, big readership dealt with this issue. The new piece is quite shocking, and one of the things it includes is testimony on the record by an insider at the Diebold Corporation, which handles Georgia's elections, testimony to the effect that 6 weeks or so before the 2002 elections in Georgia, the president of Diebold's voting machine division came personally, you read this, right? Came personally to Georgia and supervised an elaborate operation by the Diebold employees. They illegally placed software patches on every machine in the state. And he told them, don't tell county personnel about this. The official reason he gave was the clocks aren't working. This will fix the clocks. Make them run on time, right?
Like the trains.
Exactly. But this guy knew it had nothing to do with the clocks. Okay? Now, this isn't like the Rodney King videotape, okay? But it's very, very suspicious, and it helps us to understand the result in Georgia, because what happened was that a very popular senator, you know, Cleland has one limb, right? He lost the other three in Vietnam. Very popular in Georgia, and he was way ahead of Saxby Chambliss in the polls. It was this big upset victory. Chambliss won, and the same thing happened in three other states that year. Colorado and New Hampshire and Minnesota, where I think it was assassination that got them the seat, right? That's Wellstone. But in the other three, in New Hampshire, Colorado, and Georgia, you had three upset victories, three come-from-behind victories by far-right wingers in states that use Diebold machinery. Some people have called it Diebold magic, okay? Now, what's amazing to me is that the Democrats in Congress feared a Max Cleland moment, as if there were a ferociously right-wing theocratic majority that doesn't exist. This is, I think, is unprecedented. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard of. The issue of election fraud is almost completely taboo. No one will talk about it. No one will talk about it. At the grassroots level, everyone talks about it. Black, white, it doesn't matter. Even Republicans. I've been all over the country talking about this. There is no problem connecting with people at the grassroots level on this issue. The Zogby did a poll in August which found that only 45% of the American people think that Bush-Cheney were legitimately reelected. But it's the establishment that won't discuss this issue. And by the establishment, I don't just mean both political parties. And I don't just mean both political parties and the corporate press, but even the progressive press, by and large, won't cover this issue. So, you know, what accounts for this? Very odd. I mean, the Democrats, you know, some of them are complicit, right? In places like rural Ohio or in Georgia, Democrats and Republicans are kind of interchangeable, you know, because it's just a racial thing. And Diebold and ESNS and these other companies have a lot of money and they buy people. In fact, in Georgia, where the voting system has literally been privatized. You know, Diebold does everything that civil servants ordinarily do, everything. You know, they print the ballots, they count them.